The Washington Redskins playing against the Green Bay Packers this weekend on Saturday. The game ended up 21-17. Packers are 2-0 in the preseason. The Redskins 0-2 in the preseason. But let's find out if what we were able to glean from all of that. We're joined now by Trevor Maddish, WMAL's Redskins analyst and a former Redskins snapper. And Trevor, what did you see this weekend as you were watching Game 2 of the preseason in the Redskins?
Well, there's good and there's bad. Vincent, if you want to start with the good, the defense played very well for the most part, and there were some young players who had some very good games. One of them was Samaje Perine, the running back draft choice that last week played poorly, this week played very well. There were a couple of young defenders that played quite well, and they got a second solid performance out of Phil Taylor, who is a 340-pounder that they hope to be a solid rock in the middle of their defensive line. So there are some individual performances that you can be excited about.
Yeah, they were having a hard time with the offense finding any kind of rhythm. Kirk Cousins only throw. Hold on, I know this number. He only completed 14 of 23 throws. How impressed are you, Trevor?
Well, it's a tale of two quarters. In the first quarter, Cousins did not have any chemistry with anybody. In the second quarter, he basically said, okay, well, forget this preseason thing. And he went back to 2016 and started throwing the ball to the receivers that he trusted from last year. Remember that the Redskins' top two receivers from last year, DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon, both left via free agency. So he's been trying to develop chemistry with new guys. Well, in the second quarter against the Green Bay backups, Cousins just basically said, okay, forget the chemistry, let's move the ball. And he started throwing it down the field to the guys he trusted. And that's when they started to move the ball and finally scored a touchdown. Now, yes, it was against the Green Bay second team. But a perfect pass is a perfect pass. And that requires that the receiver be in the perfect place. And that happened in the second quarter.
You know, a lot has been said about these teams needing to find their rhythm. I mean, you just need to get enough snaps in, enough time together, playing on a field against an opposing team. How important was it, I mean, first team, second team, no matter what, that we saw the first team Redskins out for an entire half? I mean, they got a lot of time together this weekend.
Yeah, they did, and that's a great point, because in the first preseason game last week against Baltimore, they only played six plays. And basically all six of them were terrible, or five of the six were pretty terrible plays. And then that was it. They were done. And I was sitting there watching the game thinking, why in the world, with so many new players to figure in on offense on the wide receiver position, why do you only play them six plays when they don't play well in those six plays?
Right.
Well, they went the opposite direction this time around. And give credit to Coach Jay Gruden. They went three and out their first three drives. So it was just horrible. They didn't get a first down their first three drives. But instead of coming out at that point, which most teams would do, which, by the way, Green Bay did, they stayed in for the entire first half in order to try to develop a little bit of chemistry. Now, the good news is they did get a little chemistry back in the passing game as the second quarter went on. The bad news is the running game developed no chemistry at all while the starters were in there.
Yeah, the assessment here in these preseason games tends to be, we don't want our starters getting injured, and we'd like to see if there's potential in our backup lines. And here, the Redskins seem like they just need to spend a lot more time with their starters on the field. Forget the injuries. You need a team that's effective by the time the regular season begins. I would think the Redskins are going to spend a lot more time with their starters on the field for these next two games.
Well, at least the next one, and I hope that they will. The injury is always a risk, but you're right. I mean, the purpose of playing in the NFL is to win games, and the purpose of the preseason is to get ready. The downside of that is that the longer you play your starters beyond normal, the fewer plays you have to develop and evaluate some of the younger players. So it's good for the starters, but at times you will need those backups to come in and play when the regular season gets going. And they won't be as developed as they could be, and it's the fault of the starters for not being as ready as they should be.
Can you talk a little bit about Colt McCoy? He took over in the second half, and he turned a deficit into a lead.
He did. Colt McCoy, I think, is one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL. And I thought he did well enough. And he's a guy that you can trust to perform, a guy that you can trust to know the offense and not make huge mistakes. Sometimes it'll look like in the preseason that he'll throw a really bad ball. It happened last week against Baltimore, for example. when it's really the receiver that's in the wrong place. So he's got some of the same issue that Kirk Cousins has, maybe even more so, because of some of the new guys he has to deal with that aren't even projected to be regular players.
All right. Well,
but overall, I thought he did a good job.
All right. Well, we'll check back in with you after the Bengals come and meet the Redskins next week, Sunday, 4:30 on Fox, when they go to Game 3 here of the NFL preseason. Trevor Maddich, thanks for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
All right.